standard, how did it go out there for you today?
I thought it went really well for the first day, you know, getting out there with their helmets on, kind of going full speed since the mini camp. I think that everybody did a good job. I know at the end of practice, Coach Joseph kind of emphasized staying up, making sure we keep guys healthy. But other than that, I thought we did a good job on the offensive side of the ball and defensive side.
What are you trying to take away from OTA?
Just really make myself better every day. I know that me and Trevor are obviously in a competition, but to me, the biggest thing is just, you know, coming out here every day, worrying about yourself and making yourself better each and every day, and doing whatever you can to make the team better.
Is that a mechanics thing? Is that a mental thing?
I don't think it's one thing specifically. I just think there's so much you can get better at day in and day out that you just got to come to work with that kind of mindset that whatever you're doing today, you're going to get better at it.
Does it help you that Coach Joseph is so clear that today is a Trevor day, tomorrow's Paxton day, and that's the way it's going to be split with 10 OTA practices?
Yeah, I think he's done a good job of letting us know when you're going to get your reps with the ones, and you know who's going to go first with the ones, who's going second with the ones. But like I said from the beginning, I think every rep is important, whether you're with the ones or you're with the twos. You're still, you know, throwing the ball. You still got to make completions. You got to make the right check. So whatever rep you can get is really valuable.
What do you feel like you've improved the most year over year?
I mean, it's kind of hard to tell just because this is my first year. I've only got 1 year under my belt, but I feel a lot more confident just being around the guys, being in the locker room. You know, I feel like I can go out here and kind of cut it loose a little bit more compared to my first year. But other than that, I'm just, you know, coming to work every day and just trying to improve.
Mentally, was it last year, did you sense that it was between Sanchez and Simeon and you were just trying to learn how to be a quarterback in the NFL? And this year, you are in a competition?
Well, last year I kind of came in knowing I was going to be a little bit have a little bit of a setback just because of, you know, Mark's experience in the league and Trevor only having 1 year under his belt. But that rookie year is kind of a big year. You kind of learn everything. You go through everything. So that second year you come back, you kind of are a little bit more comfortable with everybody. So for me, it was just kind of every day. You know, it was something new I had to figure out compared to this year. Kind of can relax a little bit and just go out there and have fun.
Now that you really had a chance to dive into the playbook, how different is this scheme compared to last year's?
To me, it's pretty different, but I feel like it fits more of how I play, and I'm more comfortable in it, and there's a little bit more similarities to what I did at Memphis compared to what I had to do last year. You know, obviously, what we've done at practice, we've gotten the gun a little bit more than last year, which is obviously more comfortable to me just because I've been doing it for so long, and last year was my first time getting under center. But the reps that I got last year and the time that I got to play and now coming into OTAs this year, I think that I've made pretty good strides.
There was a lot of under center work today. Do you already feel a difference between the last year?
Oh, definitely, especially working in the off season with Coach Taff, and he saw improvement in me from when I first walked in the building and started working with him again. So I knew I had made improvements in that area. So out here, it's just kind of, like I said, being able to go out there and cut it loose compared to thinking through everything.
Maxon, how's Connor McGovern doing at the center? I mean, I know you're not a coach.
Right.
What's your evaluation?
I mean, I think Connor's a good player, obviously. He's very versatile. You can put him wherever you want to put him on the O-line. While Matt's been out, he's been good and he's been filling in. But I know Matt is obviously itching to get back out there. But Connor's done pretty well.
Coach Joseph said that the decision making could be the most important factor in determining starting quarterback. What does decision making mean to you?
Most importantly, I just think knowing where to go with the ball, not turning the ball over, obviously taking care of the ball. And, I mean, the only way you can do that is come out here and get the reps and not force anything, but know when you need to take chances versus, you know, when you need to go to that check down. So that'll obviously come with more reps to both of us.
How did that feel your decision-making was today?
I obviously felt very comfortable. I was confident in my reads and my throws. That's one thing that I feel a big difference in this year. You know, when I let the ball go, I'm a lot more comfortable and where I'm going with it compared to last year. Like I said, you know, there was a lot of thinking going on compared to where I am now. I'm just out there having fun and cutting it loose.
Do you think you would have scored on that run?
Oh, I don't know. TJ was kind of on me, but if he had gone low, I might have hurdled him. That's another day, another story. So,
your first year as an NFL
Just what it takes, you know, to be an NFL quarterback. You can only hear about it so much, and people can only tell you so much about it until you go through it yourself, and you're in the building every day, and you're around, you know, these older vets who have been in the league, you know, for 10 or 11 years, and you're a rookie coming in here, and you got to be able to lead those guys. So, you know, anything you can only really go through that to experience it. So that's one thing I kind of learned going through my rookie year.
So when a vet comes by and clears his throat, is it easier to?
Yeah, yeah,
now
yeah.
Same time last year.
Yeah, I would have to say yes to that.
What do you think of the young skill guys, especially the couple receivers you got?
Well, what I've seen, obviously, this was the first day going against our defense. Up until now, we've just been going against air, but they look good. Obviously, they look young and raw, and I know Tyke's going to get those guys right and those young tight ends too as well. But the biggest thing for them right now, I think, is, you know, learning where to go, where to line up, and what to do.
Okay, thank you, Paxton.
Thanks, Paxton.